Hi, everyone. I'm RyRy67 dude. That's my name. You might know me from other animated films that I have been in. Who you're next, Island Mr. Dave person.
And I am Silent Mr. Dave. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Alistair 242. I am that guy. Enough said.
Oh, right. So basic gist of the shenanay is what we are doing is Silent Mr. Dave, you can tell him.
We're going to be talking and stuff, and we're all voice actors. So we're
Yeah.
going to be, just talking regular stuff, and
We're
you're
not
going to be
talking.
hearing
That otherwise it'd be a boring podcast. We're going to be improvising.
that in
We're going to be
improvisational
coming up with a
style.
situation.
Yes.
I dropped a bouncy ball.
And it's going to be
Cool.
random.
It's going to be very
The
random.
point of improv. So yeah.
So, scene starts whenever you're ready.
And scene.
All right, gentlemen. I suppose you two are wondering why we've gathered here today.
Not
No.
really.
Well, you're gonna find out whether you like it or not. So, what you're about to see is the creation of something new. We're gonna be creating a new thing.
That's
We're
what she
just
said.
three. Get out of my office.
Okay.
Dude, it had to be done.
Yeah.
I'm
Okay, so.
filling in for Bob.
Okay, and who are you?
I'm Bob. I mean, I'm not Bob, because Bob is the guy that left.
Sup, not Bob.
I
Yeah,
am.
sup, not Bob. Anyway, so we need to get on with this. We're doing the thing. Three of us are going to be voice acting. Don't you sigh like that. Anyway, so we need to come up with a name for this. Does anyone have any smart ideas?
Rape Bucket 5000.
Rape Bucket 5000.
Yes.
Now, please tell me, oh good, smart person who is good at naming everything, apparently, how do you put rape in a bucket?
You write on a piece of paper and throw it in.
You write on a piece of paper. Let me just RAPE. Let me just cut out, throw in the bucket. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. Nope. 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 No.
Right, so
I mean,
how
if you
about
two
you
want to
take a
try
really
writing rape
shitty
and throwing in a
CD
bucket.
and throw it in the bucket?
Hey, what?
Take a really shitty CD with really crap music. Throw it in a bucket.
All right, I'll go get my daughter's Kesha CDs, which I happen to have in my hand right now for no explained reason. Into the
Excellent
bucket it
choice.
goes. That's the make it. Yeah, sounds horrible.
Ear rape.
Ear rape. The improv series. It's kind of. Not Bob. How? What do you think?
How about we try something for something, that is intellectual, How about
I
that?
like where he's going with this.
Maybe something like improvisation channel or channeling of improvisation.
You're a genius right here, dude. You're listening to this other guy who isn't not Bob.
Sort of, yes.
By the way, I never got your name.
I am
Don't care.
that guy.
So, anyway. Oh, wait, what?
I am that guy.
Swell. So, that guy, what are your thoughts on his intellectual magnificence?
Needs more flair.
Needs more flair. How do you add more flair to a bucket? Which is totally your idea. Yeah, when I think of flair, I think of a bucket with
Well,
dicks
if
in
I.
it and Kesha CDs.
Well, if you really want to look into the chemical composition of a flare, we would really have to
Okay,
get.
bring Bob back. Not Bob, go home. Bring Bob back.
Okay.
Bob back yet?
Hello, I'm Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
Got any smart ideas? Because not Bob's trying to tell me about the chemical computation of comp sci comp computer science. Which doesn't make any sense because we're coming up with a name.
How about something with robots?
Robots are overdone.
And aside from your occasional weird mic spasms, I don't think anyone here is a robot. Unless that guy is a robot!
Nope.
I will never
By the way, I
Really?
need to go get some motor oil for a second.
Really? All right, just you can be back later. So, Bob, any ideas? That isn't robots because robots is stupid.
aliens.
You're on a rampage here. You're on a rampage here.
All right, I'm back.
Well, out of this world improv.
Out of this world improv.
And the V would be the antennas of the alien.
Really?
Yep.
Meh.
Did you just say meh to one of Bob's ideas?
Yes, I did say meh.
I know! Meh! Improvisation!
I like it.
I don't. I just thought it would throw it at you as a test!
And you failed.
How about not funny improvisation?
Then I would trick
whoever was listening to it into thinking that I would be serious and not funny, and yet it is funny. I think that works.
Is it really going to be funny?
Well, I don't know! Let me just use my brain future powers to find out. Okay, I looked in the future and you're fired.
Okay. Wait, who's fired?
Bring in Not Bob.
All right. Hello, sir. I'm back.
Hello, Not Bob. I looked into the future and I found out that you're going to inherit the Earth and you're going to become a big billionaire. Do you have anything to say about this?
Well, you see, the proportional mass of the sun and divided
beautiful.
By two.
How about you, that guy?
I think we need Bob back.
The link of the straight. Here we have a genius who's on his way to becoming a billionaire, me, an incredible god, and then a robot. How are we going to turn this into something?
Okay. First of all, not a robot. I just need some motor oil for my car.
Yeah. Car, which are your feet?
Secondly, I feel that we need a dude named Bob, not a guy named Not Bob.
Not Bob, change your name to Bob.
Done.
Awesome, now he's Bob. Any questions,
cool
Mr. Motor Oil Pants?
How many times do I have to say it?
I'm not implying you're a robot.
Sorry, had to get a fax.
It's all right. I understand completely. I'm not implying you're a robot. I'm just saying that your pants are made of motor oil. But that has nothing to do with being a robot. But my best friends have motor oil in their pants, just like Bob used to, until I fired him. Now new Bob doesn't have motor oil in his pants. Unless you're hiding something from me, Bob. New Bob, not old Bob.
No, I'm not.
Perfect. So, now that we've gotten clear, we're going to call our improv Motor Oil Pants Improv.
Well, that would be physically impossible to have motor oil pants.
I concur.
But you're not seeing the brilliance of it here. Do you
Apparently.
Think it's possible to get a raptor with an ego? No, it's not about possibility. It's not about technicality. It's about sounding like a badass. For instance, do you think I named myself Awesome Pants McGee, who fights dinosaurs on the back of a flying robot for nothing? Or do you think that was my birth name?
It was
my birth name. My parents loved me. Now, this is off topic. What name of group?
I don't think we're going to be able to think of a name.
I think we will. And by that, I mean I think we won't. How about you, that guy, robot head, motor oil pants, brain with computer chips who sends faxes through his ass? Fax ass.
I say we hold this meeting off until next week.
I agree with you. Meeting closed. And end scene. God, that was unfunny.
I don't think so. It had its high points.
It did have its points.
Yeah.